This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. These projects were developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital, improve connectivity, reduce travel time and ease traffic in Delhi and surrounding areas. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge the functions of Nagaland Governor in addition to his own duties. Bhalla's appointment as Nagaland Governor came after sudden demise of last Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Mein said Arunachal Pradesh is set to take a positive stride towards clean energy with the upcoming establishment of the nation's first private 2G ethanol plant using bamboo as a renewable feedstock. In a social media post today, he added that this pioneering initiative will accelerate India's green energy transition while opening new avenues for bamboo-based industries, sustainable livelihoods and economic growth in the Northeast. The Metrical Centre Itanagar has forecast that 9 districts including Papumpare are in yellow alert zone in Arunachal Pradesh. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning, very likely at isolated places. The 10-member committee was constituted yesterday for peaceful resolution on Subansiri Hydro project during a consultative meeting under chairmanship of Minister Labour and IPR Nyatu Dukam with the affected public at Daporijo. In the meeting, Dukam, along with MLAs Tania Soki, Rode Bui and Nakap Nalo, urged the public to extend their support to implement the project for welfare of the society and the nation as a whole. Meanwhile, General Manager NHPC Deepak Sagar said the hydro project is initiated on demand from the state government. However, if the state government requests for cancellation of projects, then NHPC will stop the projects. State Governor K.T. Parnayak has congratulated Ms. Kabakiano for her remarkable achievement of summiting Mount Elbrus, the highest peak of Russia and Europe. She successfully reached the summit on 16th of this month. The governor said her extraordinary feat reflects true spirit of Arunachal and will serve as powerful source of inspiration, particularly for young girls to embrace challenges with encourage and resilience. Kabak is on her 7th summit mountaineering expedition, which was flagged off by Governor K.T. Parnayak earlier. State Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona on Thursday inaugurated Pasang Wangchuk Sona ISRO Space Laboratory at Government Higher Secondary School Mechuka in COME district. Sona, in a social media post yesterday, said the laboratory is dedicated to his late father Pasang Wangchuk Sona and established with support from ISRO and Muskan Foundation. Sona also inaugurated the Office of Assistant Engineer, Public Works Department, Mechuka Subdivision. The Arunachal NCC Festival is being celebrated by 1 Arunachal Pradesh Battalion, NCC, under NCC Group Headquarters, Tejpur, at Rajiv Gandhi University in Rono Hills, Doimukh. Over 200 cadets of the Senior Division and Senior Wing of various institutions from the state are participating in the 5-day festival. The festival started on 14th of this month and will conclude tomorrow. The Mukto Futsal Arena was inaugurated by ADC Jang Hakra Sokri today at Serzong Village under the Mukto Constituency in Tawang District. The project was executed by Water Resources Department, Tawang. Meanwhile, a friendly match was played between Team ADC and Team Mukto Village, where Team ADC won by 7-4. The Election Commission today said all parties are equal before it as it doesn't discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty. The CEC made it clear that Election Commission will fearlessly stand with the voters of all sections and all religions, including the poor, rich, elderly women and youth without any discrimination. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.